Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Some 50 farmers in the Rockford area will enjoy free meals today. The Rockford FFA is providing harvest meals, including a prime rib sandwich, cheesy potatoes, fruit, and water, according to chapter treasurer Wyatt Parcher.
Someone got an idea a long time ago, just give out the sandwiches and just the farmers in need, you know, because a lot of area farmers have helped us out through the years for FFA, so we figured we'd give back a little.
While Parcher will be involved in his first harvest meal distribution, it's not the first rodeo for Chapter Sentinel, Dylan Borchard.
We have really good numbers each year. Every farmer loves to have us come out and show them appreciation, and we all, in part of the Rockford FFA, love doing it to make them happy and help out.
Borchard, a four-year Rockford FFA member, says farmers who receive the free meals are selected through a nomination process. Parcher, in his third year with the FFA, encourages other students to join the organization.
There's a lot of good opportunities through FFA, community service, multiple things, and it's just not just strictly farming either. There's a lot of benefits through FFA and a fun time all the way around.
The free harvest meals for the farmers are prepared by the Rockford FFA members themselves. A North Iowa company has been fined for allowing an illegal discharge into a nearby waterway. The Iowa DNR says their Mason City field office received a complaint back in February regarding discolored water in an unnamed tributary to Chelsea Creek in Mason City. An environmental specialist determined a staff member on the Martin Brower Company property at 2415th Street Southwest in Mason City had spilled a milkshake ingredient and flushed a portion of the pollutant into the storm sewer, resulting in a discharge of a pollutant with a very high biochemical oxygen demand into the creek. Martin Brower was ordered to flush the storm sewer and remove the contaminated water from the unnamed tributary. The company also agreed to post signage to avoid discharges into the site's storm drain, train employees on proper spill disposal, and pay an administrative penalty of $6,500. A similar incident happened in April of 2021. Floyd County Museum in Charles City is getting ready to host its second annual Night at the Museum. Director McKenna Lloyd says this year's Halloween event will feature a different format than last year.
Instead of being toured through the museum, people will be able to just walk themselves through, and there will be volunteers who will be acting as our ghosts from Floyd County's past, pretending to be people from our local history and kind of sharing that history with the guests that come. Kind of spooky, but mostly educational.
Lloyd advises on planning about 35 minutes to an hour to get through the museum and see all the ghosts tonight. Kids get in free, and adults pay regular admission of $5 from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening. Costumes are encouraged and there will be candy. Find more info at Floyd County Museum on Facebook. It's National 4-H Week, celebrating head, heart, health, and hand. Michaela Keim with Chickasaw County 4-H and Chickasaw County ISU Extension encourages the county's 4-H'ers to post photos and videos of their projects on social media this week for a chance to win prizes.
Whether this is an animal or any type of project that you've done, a quilt or anything like that. We want you to showcase those and show others how you have been able to find your passion in something or been able to showcase something that you enjoy. Any type of project that you have shown at the Chickasaw County FFA and Achievement Show or 4-H and FFA Achievement Show or also at the State Fair.
Posts must be hashtagged with Chickasaw County 4-H and or Chickasaw County ISU Outreach and Extension. The public also has an opportunity to provide financial support to 4-H during a joint promotion with Casey's General Stores.
Every time that any large pizza is ordered from October 2nd until November 5th, $1 per pizza will be donated to the National 4-H Foundation organization. And then as that goes and trickles in, it will trickle down by state as well. So the Iowa 4-H Foundation and organization will also get some of that.
Keim adds that enrollment for new and returning 4-H members is now open through December 1st. Floyd County Conservation will again host the family-friendly Eyes in the Night this weekend. Naturalist Heidi Rehm says it's a chance to get in touch with nature after dark at the Tasonic Recreational Area near Marble Rock.
It is a Halloween hike that is done on hayracks, and this year it'll be superheroes. So we'll be learning about superheroes and our wildlife animals that resemble them and the things they have in common. And in addition to that, there's pumpkin bowling, there's a s'mores station, there's cookie decorating, and a lot of glow-in-the-dark fun to be had.
Reams says reservations are recommended for the hay rides, but other activities are also available from 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. A suggested donation of $2 per person is appreciated. A link to register for the hay rides is available with this story on our station website and through Floyd County Conservation on Facebook. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's New Hampton football. The Chickasaws hosting Cresco Crestwood. Pregame coverage starts at 6:45, kickoff at 7:30. Tomorrow on 95.1 The Bull, Iowa football against new Big Ten member Washington. Coverage of the Hawkeyes and Huskies begins at 9 a.m. kickoff just after 11. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.